let's talk about the role of money in the new earth. So first, I'm going to lead you, set an intention for what it is that we are about to create together. And then we're going to begin an activation. So let's first talk about the role of money. Up until now, or up until recently, money played a certain role in the world. And that role was equated with power. But it wasn't power to, it was a power over. So those with money ruled the world. Those with money called the shots. When you have money, your options and opportunities are limitless. When you don't, you are limited to survival. And yes, there was this illusion of somewhere in the middle where people lived for a while, but that illusion is disappearing. And there is an opportunity, a window of time, access to a frequency available to us where we can choose to see money differently. Not to wish money to go away because it won't, but to shift our relationship with it and to shift how we see it. And as we do, we can begin to be different with it. So up until now, money was equated with power. Not power to, but power over. In that paradigm, money was needed basically to meet our basic needs and eventually to secure our lifestyle and eventually to secure our position in society. But that role is changing. See, with the old paradigm, we were fighting for it, earning it, keeping it, saving it. In the new paradigm, we are beginning a new relationship with it. In the new paradigm, we are collaborating with it. And money is what it was always meant to be, I believe, a tool. It is not something that is used for the evil. It is not something that is used to make sure you are safe and secure or something that secures you a position in society, but it's something that's used to create. It's the power to create. Money allows us to invest in certain things, certain projects, certain ventures. Money allows us to sponsor certain endeavors or people. Money allows us to make sure that we can keep things going in a certain way, but it no longer is a power over which we must strive for. It is a power to create. And as such, its energy, the energy that we gave it, absolutely shifts. So now I'm going to invite you to begin to activate this code. Now, before I do that, let me just explain what codes are. Codes are just a new frequency that becomes available to us when we begin to access it. So code is just a new frequency. That's all it is. It is our willingness to understand something in a different way and begin to live as if it's true. So now, if you can, I'm inviting you to sit somewhere where you won't be disturbed for a few minutes. You can close your eyes and take a deep breath and begin to center in this time and space. Allow the music to take your mind off, your heart and soul in. Allow yourself to be present while at the same time laying foundation for a new reality for you and your relationship with money. Imagine sitting at a table. Now, this table could be anything you'd like. It could be a traditional dinner table or low to the floor table where you sit pretty much in like a cross-legged position. Table could be 2 cups of tea on the ground. Imagine that you are sitting in the space that is setting an intention to invite something or somebody in. So begin to set a space for an invitation, opening, allowing, And as it happens, continue to breathe deeply. Inhale and exhale any pressure, stress, anything that you've been holding about money up until now, any places where you have been playing a certain way in life to earn money, to have money, any place where you've had a story that something couldn't happen until money shows up. Something couldn't happen because you don't have the money. Something couldn't happen because you weren't born into a certain situation or something just doesn't work out for you. Any place that you have been holding a belief that is less than collaboration, less than co-creation, less than equal at your command. Take a deep breath in and exhale one more time. And feel the softness, the soft edges where once they were sharp. Feel your heart opening. And now imagine that this space that you open for an invitation, whether you're sitting at a table or sitting on the floor with two cups of tea, whatever it looks like, there was a space that looked like an invitation for something or somebody to enter. Now imagine that money walks in. And this money looks however you'd like it to look. Could look like a person, a shape, a color, an object, an animal. Oh, maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's a beautiful bee or a bird or a tiger or a rabbit. Maybe it's a face you always equated with abundance. But make sure that it's something that you feel neutral about. So don't choose something that triggers you, something that you feel neutral about. And now imagine that money, in whatever form you imagined it, walked into the space and sat down across from you. And imagine a sense of love, unity present between you and money. Imagine feeling a sense of adoration, money adoring you for the courage that you have to shift this relationship so you can create something new, something different. And as you feel this sense of adoration, feel a sense of gratitude towards it. And there is a moment of silence and understanding of we are here to create something new together. Past is in the past. Misunderstandings, accusations, limitlessness, all of it is in the past. This is a new moment, a new opportunity, a new possibility. We leave everything that we have created, you and money, up until now in the past. Anything that we've created from this place where we've been living together, even though it might show up in the future, it really, we know it's just a memory of the past. Because in this moment, we are creating something new. Imagine that you and money, without speaking a word, in the spirit, in your third eye, communicate. And begin to lay out a new ground for your relationship. New rules of engagement. And these rules of engagement are money is here to be a tool to fulfill and help you fulfill your vision. It is not here to limit you or to prove anything. It responds to your wishes. It is here to serve your highest good your vision, your mission, your purpose. And as you allow that to be so, so it is. And money doesn't do it from a place of submission, but a place of collaboration. You are equal, but you are driving this relationship. You are the force behind it. You are the direction setter. You are the one who dictates how it will be, and money is more than happy to follow, because the only intention, job it has is to serve in the world as a tool for good, a tool that it equals power to create. So in this moment, lay out some rules for money. Money, you are always flowing to me with ease. Money, you always show up when I need you. And I am agreeing to be a steward of you. I will be guided to be a wise steward of you. Money, you always flow in a ways that I open for you through projects, contracts, clients. However, whatever flow I open, you flow in. And when you, for some reason, don't, I don't judge you, money. I open another flow, another channel. And me having more than I need just means there is more available for me to work with, play with, expand. And I, in exchange, choose to be a wise steward that grows you and expands you in ways that work for all involved. I am grateful for your money, and I act from a place of gratitude. I don't beg for your money because I don't need to. I believe you are always here for me, and I don't have to test you. I don't have to create ways in which I prove that you are. I believe you are here for me to support me with my vision, my mission. And feel that in your heart. Feel it in your solar plexus, your power center. Feel it in your second chakra, the center of creation. Is there anything else you would like to lay out as the rules, the new rules of engagement with money? Is there anything else you would like to set as a new rule? This is not the last time you'll ever do it. As you keep creating your relationship with money, there might be tweaks and adjustments that you would like to create. But for now, is there anything else? People love to play with me in exchange of money. I don't have to work hard for you, money. All I have to do is constantly remember the worth and value of what I create. And I allow myself to see myself and my work as worthy and valuable. My work is of the highest value, and I receive highest value compensation for it. And money, I allow you to be that representation of my service in the world. The more I get paid, the more I serve. And see if there is anything else that wants to drop in as an agreement between you and money. From a new place, as money being a tool, power to create. And now imagine a beautiful golden light showering from up above, tiny little droplets of golden rain that feel like soft feathers when they hit your skin. And when they hit your skin, They seep in through your body, your physical body, your emotional body, your energetic body, your mental body. These droplets are the new codes of the new earth. And as they seep into the center of you, you remember the resonance of it inside of you. The beginning of it inside of you. And imagine that within you, you turn a key and hear like an old door lock, click, turning wide open. And open the door. Open the door to the part of you that carried within you the codes, the memory of what money really represents for humanity. A tool to create with. From this place, you are free to be empowered by money, to be empowered with money, to use it to expand your mission, expand your vision, create your new reality. Not from a place of a victim to money, a servant to money, less than money, less than those with money, but equal as an expression of divinity. Equal in commanding the power of money to create with. And feel this energy expanding in you. And as it does, it permeates out through your being and it touches the money sitting outside of you. Remember money sitting across your table? And a money touched by that beautiful golden light releases any old energy that we've put on it. Any old stories we have casted, any spells of money being for certain people at certain time in certain way, being against us, not for us. All of that money releases it now and it becomes pure. Imagine that old crusted beliefs we've put on money chipped away little by little, evaporating like dust into the space. And all that's left is this pure golden energy of money as tool to create. And imagine you and money rising up above the table in a dance, joined by hands or however you'd like to see it. This is your vision. Twirling together, laughing joyfully, creating a new agreement, agreeing to it. And feel the joy expanding inside of you, like something new is possible that you never thought would ever be possible for you. You, a wise steward of money. You, the one who directs how your relationship with money goes. You, daring and courageous money steward, who directs it in a way that serves humanity, that serves your vision, that serves your purpose. Money, in gratitude for you and your courage to step in that way in the relationship with it. It's always been there, always waiting for you to own your power to create with money. Not to have it so you feel better, to feel better and then use it to create your vision, create your mission, expand your impact in the world. And now imagine slowly lowering back down to the table. Feeling awakened, energized, inspired, empowered with money. You can come back to this table anytime you'd like to renegotiate, create new rules of engagement, repair anything in your relationship with money that you think needs to be repaired, money will always meet you here at this table. And the new code for the new role of money, for the new earth, will be permanently available in this space. So come back here anytime to renew your relationship with money as the tool, the power to create a new reality on planet Earth, which you, if you choose to, are now an expression of. Feel the empowerment rising up in you. Feel a sense of responsibility from a place of joy to create a challenge you are willing to rise up to, a challenge you are willing to meet like a light warrior, to be the example and a beacon of light for others who don't see it yet. You are now in a new relationship with money. Honor it. Honor yourself in it. And as you keep moving forward, act, speak, and behave as if it's true. Because it is. Remember, you can come back to the table anytime. But for now, you and money will part ways in this space and move into the physical 3D form, always bringing this memory with you in your cells, in your body, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, in your mental, energetic, emotional field. In the spirit, you are already prosperous. In the spirit, you already have a collaborative relationship with money. In the spirit, you are already a wise steward of it, who always makes the right decision with it, no matter what it looks like. Doesn't need to protect it or save it, but uses it to flow and accumulate for a purpose. Expanding money with joy, seeing the value of being in a dance of expansion with it. Feel that deeply. And slowly begin to return to this space, this time, this dimension. Take a deep breath and exhale. And as you do, open your eyes and begin to see the world around you with a new shade of gold as a wise money steward for the new earth.